video piece is entitled Sonic Artifacts by Jed Miner for the Wavefarm Radio Intensive Workshop 2021, led by Jess Spear.
You have to work the mind first to work the body. Get your mind right, then you can walk right. You can talk right. Yeah. Then you can eat right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If your mind ain't right, 9 times out of 10, you ain't eating right. If your mind ain't right, 9 times out of 10, you ain't getting enough sleep. If your mind ain't right, 9 times out of 10, you're trying to do too much. So your mind has to be right for all this to work. Your legs don't work right. Your head don't work right. To stay up, not to stay up and go to work. If your mind ain't right, getting no sleep, how you go? Yeah. Mind.
A lot of our generation is so into escaping. Like whether we escape into drugs, whether we escape into friends, whether we escape into significant others, we just run away from ourselves.
That's very true.
Just a lot of escapism. This was driving us crazy.
That's kind of part of the mind-body connection. Like people,
we literally can't
smoke every day because they can't. Or like
this escapism, honestly.
Yeah. Or people that have significant others that they know aren't right for them, but they just help them like deal with stuff because they just feed them lies and stuff like that. Or even like social media, as big as it is, because people want to seem like their life's perfect. They're like, wish they look at people who their life is perfect and wish they had that. People can't really, they're not about compensation.
It's happening right now. Some things you can't see that's happening. The trees are growing right now. They're growing. But you can't see them growing. You gotta look real deep into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So things is changing and they're rearranging before your eyes. Everything is changing. You know what I'm saying? As it's raining, the rain is moving somewhere else. As it rains right here, it's moving on to somewhere else. Into another place, another country, another city, another town, another neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? The rain pours down on all of us.
People need to be more aware about like people will walk up to me, like I feel like when people need to be more aware about the assumptions they make about people when they look at them. And
whenever we learned about when it died, anytime people
racism
could still,
is still
figure
a
it
thing.
Out
like it's still a thing, it didn't die.
It's
like a lot of the things we learned about in history, like Martin Luther King Jr., that was like 50 years ago.
In every way
like there are
possible.
People who are like against Martin Luther King Jr.
Just
are still
look
alive today.
At the way people
and there's
look
like a bunch
you.
Of stuff where like racism is still
when you
100%
notice they
history.
See you for the
people,
first time.
You know, a good example, like, you
and know,
I know use
they'll never
like,
see you
some
again.
People like clench their purse bags a bit
the
tighter depending on
the
skin color or something just by like walking by.
Complete
so maybe it's like not
real.
Directly in front of you, but there's still a
to
bunch of like passive
together,
stuff that needs to stop. There's a lot of systematic stuff that needs to stop. Like, you know, we have like
I feel
like there's like poor communities, like poor communities, bad people come out of them, and they're like, yeah, look, these people are bad. Well, maybe if their communities were like actual garbage, like there's like actual funds put into like
every single thing I said,
the community better, we wouldn't see like a lot of the violence we see today in between races.
I feel like even with I feel like there's a lot of situations where
like
even if the cop's life was in danger, they could have solved it in a way where they did not kill somebody. Like that guy who
eight
was
times.
I remember this name. there's a whole bunch of cops behind him. The guy that got shot like 8 times in the back. And he was walking towards his car and they were like, stop walking. And then when he opened the door, they shot him 8 times. There's like eight cops behind him. They could have tackled him, they could have done something, but then they just killed him.
So
I feel like police are too, like, I feel like the mindset that people have on it is like, well, I would rather die by God than the cop too much. And I feel like this country is way too young. They're more about punishment than rehabilitation. I feel like it's more about, like,
Eight times.
Nobody thinks about that.
Yeah, just in conclusion, like, I just personally, if there's anything I could protest, racism is still an issue, it's all around us. And I think my friend was talking about how, like, the police need to be held accountable in this day.
Eight times.
So the mind is how we think, it's a lot of how we feel. And what I think a lot of people don't recognize is that if you have one half of you that isn't doing well, your other half isn't going to be doing well either. If you're doing bad mentally, then physically you're going to be depressed, you're going to be lethargic, you're not going to be in prime shape. And at the same time, if you're if you're hurt physically, or you know, it's not doing well there, it affects you mentally too. Because you don't have control over your body like you'd want to, and it causes you to think different things.
It's kind of like it.
I think, just don't run from your feelings. If you feel sad, cry it out, do what you need to do, go through that emotion, feel it. I mean, we're all sad. I mean, it's a pretty dark time.
Like, that's like the mental side, even the physical side. Like, I know people who drink every day, smoke every single day. I think moderation, from the physical aspect, whatever you're putting in your body, do it in moderation. Like, energy drinks are fine. Have 2 a week. Smoking is fine. Do it once or twice a week.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, be dark, down in the dumps, say, like, we don't have a future. I think we definitely have a future. I think there are so many great and bright ideas around the world. It's just about getting those voices heard. And over time, we've been making progress. Has it been fast? No. But there's been a lot of, like, amazing progress in human rights, animal control, like, animal health.
I feel like people need to learn the books. I guess I look at it like maybe not as positive as he does. Like, I feel like you're a little bit kind of screwed if you don't work together a little bit better and not like simple things divide us like religion and stuff like that. I feel like humans are too easily divided over stuff like that. Even like with like climate change, like, I mean, they keep saying like the planet's not gonna last another like 10 years or whatever. And there's simple things you can do to fix stuff like that. But at the same time, I guess I'm kind of going on a tangent. They try to make climate change seem like every like normal individual person's fault. But in reality, like the top 100 companies that use emissions contribute to like 71% of our emissions. And I guess that ties into working together too, because if people stood up against that, like if they took a few minutes out of their day to, I don't know, the planet would be a little bit better off.
Human destiny is more linked towards like working as a group, because he made a great point, is we're so easily divided over like even like COVID. It's like I never saw it as like a political issue, but we got divided over that. We got divided over everything.
The governor was like, hey guys, there's a virus that's deadly that we don't know a lot about, could you wear a mask to be safe? And then there's people kind of at our Capitol rioting and saying that the governor is they call Gretchen Whitmer Hitler or something like that, because she said wear a mask. I don't understand it. Like, they think they're taking our freedoms away because they said we're a mask. Like, you wouldn't think that people as intelligent and smart to look at all these crazy, huge buildings behind us, to build something like that, to get divided because somebody said we're a mask if there's a virus.